Hello and welcome back to another episode of Straight to the Point. In this one, I've actually taken a segment from one of the live Q&As that I did inside of the Authority Academy back in April. Now, for those of you that don't know what the Authority Academy is, it's a training program that I've personally built for experts, entrepreneurs, business owners to help position themselves as their own brand, to leverage traffic, to generate leads, and to be able to scale their businesses. And inside this podcast episode, you're going to hear a section that I delivered all around the simplification of brand. It's something that I'm really, really passionate about. And what we're going to do, I'm going to cue the theme song, and we are going to be going straight into the live Q&A section inside the Authority Academy, where I'm going to be covering the simplification of brand. Who has actually seen, I don't think everybody would have seen, I did a video a couple of days ago, a live video in the Academy on simplification of your business. Who's seen it? Just hands up so I know. Okay, cool. Okay, with it, I've been looking at like, and as I always do, breaking down like how I've been able to scale so quickly. Okay, so no matter what business you're in, product-based, service-based, whatever. And I find myself getting really, really hit by shiny penny syndrome, where there's a new opportunity, a new something that I could do, a new idea. And my mind goes off on one, and it can create it and it will make money from it. However, it's not sustainable to do, because creating a new product does not actually mean that it's going to be better off in the long run, especially when your current products and services aren't nailed. So I was doing some quite deep research into companies that I've followed and watched for quite a while now. And there was one, I can't remember the guy's surname, it's a guy called Ben, and his business is ridiculous, right? So he has a $97 a month newsletter. A newsletter, right? So you know where I've got like an academy that is the same pretty much cost, maybe £100 difference, right, a month. But even if he's just, it's for a newsletter, for God's sake. Like, but he literally has his social media profiles directing to his email list. This is all he does. So social media content about the content that's going in his newsletter. Social media content, he sends an email out every day selling his newsletter, and his newsletter goes out once a month for $97 a month. How many people do you think he's got on the newsletter? He's been doing it for 6 years. How many people? I have a guess in the chat. I have a random guess. How many people do you think he's got on his $97 a month newsletter? 1,000, okay. 2,340. My phone's ringing someone. Go away. 300, 2,200. Yeah, okay. Higher. Million, no, not quite a million. Not quite a million. Five, that one's close. 2,600 people on a monthly newsletter for $97. I don't even know how much that is. Right? How many? 2,600 times $97. $252,000 a month from a newsletter. How simple is that business? Like, do you know, is anyone ever sitting there? Is anyone else sitting there thinking, like, why am I complicating this stuff? He literally just puts content out, advertises the content. He then has the email list that he sends an email out once a day to, sometimes two times a day to, sometimes three times a day. But just selling his, gives a little bit of content, sells his newsletter. Gives a little bit of content, sells his newsletter. And all he needs to do is find traffic. So what he does is he runs his Facebook ads. He goes and collaborates with loads of people. He then runs his content. And he just keeps just flooding people in to it works. When's the Academy module on newsletters out? Yeah, it'd be quite a good job, actually. I need to go learn from him. I will find his last name out. I'll find his bloody name. But he just sells one product. He doesn't even have an upsell. Just sells one product, and he just delivers that product over and over again. I want to know how good the newsletter is. That would be like, it's got to be good. Right? I mean, not everybody's going to keep doing that. But to have that many people, it's been 6 years, right? He's been doing it for a long time. And I'm assuming it's been like slow. And then it probably took off after one collaboration maybe paid off. The strategy of it I'm looking into. But it made me rethink everything. And actually, when I then broke down like how I've gone about scaling my companies, when I focused in on it and that solely, that's where I've had the most growth. So what I've basically been doing is simplifying everything that we're doing from a branding perspective, right? So I took this and applied it to branding and going, when was my brand at its strongest with over the past year and a bit? It's when I own the Instagram space, right? Like everybody still calls me the Instagram person. I've not done a post about Instagram for a very long time, like maybe a month and a half, specifically about Instagram, month and a half, 2 months, whatever. However, people used to recommend me as the Instagram person. If you follow this person, if you follow that. So word of mouth, but it's because I had one key message that I was delivering, one key thing that I was known for, how to grow your Instagram profile. That was it. If you want to learn how to grow your Instagram profile, follow Chris. So again, I ask you now, what is that one thing? If there are people who are going to say what it is that you do that relates to your product and service that you provide, what is it? What is that sentence? What is that thing? What is it that people can go, bang, that's what Sasha does. And that's what Gemma does. That's what Louis does. That's what Joe does. If you can get that message right, it's not an overnight thing. You need to think about it, develop it. But then your content follows that same message. You talk about that same thing. Your lead magnet talks about that same thing. Your email list talks about that same thing. And then if you get the volume coming through, that's when you start to see the sales coming through. What I found was that I kept getting affected by shiny penny syndrome. So I had a property business, then I got distracted with Instagram. When I got distracted with Instagram, I then had a follower challenge. When I had a follower challenge, I then had an authority academy. When I had an authority academy, I then had an Instagram growth agency. Then I had a content marketing company. Now I've got a brand company. Then I've got a consultancy. I'm trying to sell 10 or 11 different products and services, and therefore you're going to hit a ceiling at some point because you haven't got enough time to focus on them all. So I've stripped everything back, and for a month's time, I've got two products that I sell, depending on who you are and what you do. I've got an agency product which is done for you, or I've got an academy which teaches you how to do it. But the overall core message is all about thought leadership and positioning, and brand positioning. That's the piece that I'm going to really own in on. And I do that through content. That's how I do it. I want to be generating more. Like, I've actually not done anything really to get Joe to do that video, right? She's done that off her own back. She's gone and done it. But that's the result that I'm looking to generate for every person that I work with. I want to help them do that. That's the job of what this is all about. It's about getting more attention, more engagement, more emotional reaction, and therefore more inbound leads and more sales at the back end. One key message over and over again. So if you find yourself getting like, I don't really know what I'm doing, I don't really know what my focus is, simplify your business, simplify your brand and go, this is my core message. This relates to my product and therefore I can keep going over and over and over and over and over again until it's done. You do have to be good at finding traffic. Not true, I've been only nagging you. Yeah, very true. You do have to be good at finding traffic, yes. Right, so with me, when it comes to finding traffic, I am hunting for public talk speeches all the time. I'm hunting for new partnerships all the time. I'm hunting for collaborations all the time. I'm hunting for new content to go and travel so it brings new people in. I'm messaging every single follower that comes through. Like, that's traffic there. I'm harnessing. I'm doing the activity to bring it in. I've got my Facebook ads running. I've got my Instagram ads running. The traffic is one thing, but there's no point going and generating all this traffic unless you've got the lead magnet and the products in place to be able to capitalize on it. So work out what that lead magnet is, work out what that product is, make your message solely around that so then you can attract the right traffic. You can go and hang out in the right place. Again, in the Academy Connection module, the first video in there, how to find your ideal client, simple methodology in there, right? In the way that it works, but it's effective. I'm challenging myself to try and get over the next month, because I'm in launch mode, a new public talk every single day. I'm going out there and I classify as a public talk as two or more people. If I can speak to two or more new people every single day, it means I'm building my network. So where can I do that? Who can I go live with? Who could I do a podcast with? Who could I go and meet for a coffee and have a beer outside in the pub garden to meet now because we're allowed to do that? It's thinking about what networking events can I go and attend now that are back on. Every single day, my job is to go out there and meet new people, build new relationships. That's the plan. That's the mission. That will then come into my funnel. My email list then talks about it, sells my products. sells my webinar. And that then is just an ever-ending cycle. My job is to build relationships and relationships only. That's it. If you haven't watched that Facebook Live, I covered a little bit more in there, actually, in terms of how. So go back and watch that. It's in the Facebook group. I'm going to be doing, like I say, more and more of those on ad hoc stuff that I'm learning as I'm going. I'm in content creation mode right now. You'll notice I go on and off. I will still have the same layer of consistency in terms of the core social platforms, but I turn the tap on and off as I go through launch periods. So when I need new business, I turn it on. When I don't need as much, don't need the business, I turn it off, and I just keep turning. But I know how to turn the tap on and off. Any questions on that? All good? Okay, cool. So if you do have any questions as we move through the week, obviously the Facebook group is there. Thank you all for turning up this evening. Have an amazing week.